Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We are celebrating Couple Appreciation Month.
Oh, there you go.
Is that a commentary on couple appreciation?
Oh, no, that's going to be a good one, man. Come on here and get whiff of that.
I'd rather not.
Are you supposed to appreciate the couple you're part of or all other couples or both?
No, we don't.
Yes.
You shall wait to the end of the month for that one.
Yeah.
That one didn't seem like oh, we just got out of February, but March, actually.
Whichever.
Yeah, whatever.
That seems like it should be more of a day than a month.
Yeah, it's Valentine's Day. Move on.
Times,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the ones we don't have much to say about.
Stupid.
You should say for the end of the month.
Couples appreciation.
Is that for like people who swap?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
So others can appreciate it?
Yeah.
I appreciate your woman, you appreciate my woman, that kind of stuff.
All right. That's how that works. Yeah. As I understand it.
And you stay over there.
You cuck.
He's just a voyeur.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a different thing.
Totally.
Yeah, the swapping thing wouldn't be a cuck thing.
No, because you're getting some right. too. That's, you're that's getting just, something too.
That's yeah. just a kinky thing.
Right.
Whatever works for you.
Take that call if you're appreciating your neighbors today. It's always neighbors banging each other too.
Yeah. Tuesday is always a good swap day.
Right.
Two for swap day.
Swap and spit day.
One in four workers, 26% of us, plan to look for a job at a different company once the pandemic has subsided. According to Kim Hart at Prudential's Pulse of the American Worker Survey, millennials, 34% of them, are going to be looking for a job at a different company once the pandemic has subsided.
Nick?
Yep.
Not this company. I know what you
no,
mean.
No, the other one. I don't think I'm going to wait that long.
No.
Well, I just feel like a pussy every time I walk in that place. I'm like, how many last straws am I going to put up with? I'm like, this is who I am now. I'm done.
Yeah, you're married. Life's over.
Well, that he's,
you just
he's,
take he's, what they give you.
He's known that for a long time. That's not the point. His job could change.
Mm.
Yeah, I was talking about the pattern. Job.
I'm anxious to see if you go for another gig and you say, I got to be there at, I could be there, 10:15 or something like that. Why? I'm also on the radio. Tell dick jokes all morning on Todd and Tyler. And they'll go, oh, okay, yeah.
So, well, I think it is going to affect
thing cool
it, too.
About your, one thing cool about your job now is that they don't care that you tell dick jokes all morning, right?
No, well, I think part of it, too, is that, like, nobody listens to me talk when I'm there, and they're certainly not going to listen to me in the morning when I'm not there. Like,
yeah,
there's a couple of people that do.
Yeah.
Sometimes being associated with this show isn't a benefit.
Sometimes.
We've noticed that, yes.
Well, I've been thinking about it, looking for a new job, too, because you can't, any place that drug tests is out.
Oh, I know. It's so stupid.
So I'm not going to, lie to them to pass a drug test and then be talking about taking bong rips on the air all morning.
That's a good point.
Like, no, that's what you listening. Do.
No, because they could still have random ones, and they would test them in a week, and
but
he'd be fired anyway.
Nah, you don't know. No. You find out about the random ones and whatnot.
Then he's got to stop,
Just for a minute.
Yeah, sometimes the random ones, they give you a little notice.
But you want to risk that,
much
though.
Of the time, no. It's just do this to prove that you don't have to be on drugs for a couple of weeks or a couple of days and we'll hire you.
Until they fire you because you're talking about doing bong rips in the radio every day.
Right. Most places aren't going to mess with
you. They have no way to prove that you're telling the truth on that. You could be just embellishing.
Right.
And then they take the pee test. You can tell you're telling the truth.
It doesn't work out that way.
You're full of weed.
Yeah, they're like, that wasn't a bong.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're a teetotaler. I don't smoke weed anymore.
Yeah.
At least I don't think I do.
No, those bongs are for tobacco.
Oh, Craig Peters. What?
They're tobacco water pipes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Sure.
For tobacco use only.
That's a good point, Nate. Because one thing we do on the show is we say everything about our lives when it comes to stuff like that. And, getting another job would be a situation like, what do you do? I heard you this morning.
Yeah, and I'm not going to sacrifice that for some other crap job.
Right, right.
Hopefully I can find a job that's not a crap job. Yeah. I'm thinking about just putting a notice in and not really having anything lined up. My wife doesn't really like that plan. But...
Shocker.
Yeah. You can see your point.
Yeah, I can. But also, it's kind of time to go.
Yeah, well, I would think she'd back you. You're her husband. She knows you need something, you know? Yeah.
But at the same time, she doesn't want you just coming back home at 10 o'clock.
Well, she'd be at work. Either be there by himself with the dog saying, what are you doing back home, dumbass?
No, she'd be at home.
Oh, she is at home. Yeah. Okay, that's right. All right.
So I'd have to just drive around.
You could do that. Just go missing for 8 hours and don't tell her for a couple weeks.
You would only have a couple weeks.
Yeah, you would, because there'd be no paycheck after that. Right?
Yeah, and you start getting the doctor bills.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean no insurance?
Yeah, just go sit in a park for 6 or 8 hours every day and come back home.
Or just do bong rips.
I'd be like back in college.
Somebody's house, yeah.
Well, there you go. Just go back to school again.
Right.
That's the plan.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
Oh, you got practice. You can do it.
I got a feeling the eighth time is the charm, Nick.
Or just wander around town on a daily vision quest. This is a good town for a vision quest.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah. I think I need a couple days of that.
Yeah.
I got to find some peyote first. Help with the job search.
Looking for a job.
Well, as far as people looking for a job and moving on after the pandemic.
What do you think would be easier to find, the job or the peyote?
Peyote.
Are you talking to Nick?
Yeah.
Okay. If you found somewhere cool, you can find both in the same place.
There you go.
That's called being a drug dealer.
Right. Well,
no.
I'm going to keep my options open here.
I don't think peyote is readily available.
Yeah, I bet you could find
thing.
A guy.
That's a good thing.
I had it once, and I had to go through a guy who was Navajo.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. The kids even like the peyote anymore?
Kids don't do drugs. All right.
Can the kids get it?
Yeah, that's right. I think it's kind of difficult to access.
So the people planning to leave their current job after the pandemic, 75% say that the pandemic made them rethink their skills. That and workers no longer feel geographically tied to local employers.
Yeah, I don't understand people that don't get the hell out if they want to move somewhere and try a different gig. I never understood that.
Yeah,
anybody.
You can do your job from some place you really want to live.
Right.
Go ahead.
And if you don't like the job, you can always come back. You know.
Most workers say they want to work remotely at least part of the time after offices reopen.
What about your cousin in the Huskers, and the same crap you do every damn day? Get out, man. If you can, if you want to do something, try. Especially if you're young, man. Just try it.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So most workers want to work remotely at least part of the time after offices reopen, but nearly half of remote workers said that they'd be nervous about job security if they stayed remote while colleagues returned.
Yeah, that's the key. That's what I was thinking. The only way I think that everybody stays at home if these office buildings say, oh, we have no office now. But if you are half your colleagues are in the building, you're out of sight, out of mind.
And so much happens just walking by
walking each other
in the hallway. Oh, hey, I forgot to ask it, blah, blah, blah.
I think
that's
huge.
Are you going to do this? Right. Are you going to get in on this?
Unless there's no office at all, people are going to want to go back to the office because they don't want to be,
or
especially
if
you're in a situation, somebody's going to pass you by, you know.
Unless you're in a position where you're just not expendable. You're that important.
Well, then you're the boss.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Yeah, I think a lot of them are going to end up being some sort of hybrid. Some
it depends.
Sort of, you know, 3 days in the office, 2 days at home, something
companies,
like that.
Companies don't want to pay for office space for 3 days. They want to pay. They don't.
Yeah,
so that's what I've been reading.
I think they're looking at saving on real estate.
Right. But I think
there's either nobody in the office or everybody in the office, I think.
I think you could still downsize the office because you're never going to have all the same people in on the same days.
Yeah, what if
they
want to come in, though? No. You know, I still think people are coming back to work. I think people don't want to be home.
Oh, that three on, two off is exactly what my wife is doing.
Yeah,
in the office 3 days, home two, and I think that's what they're doing with their whole staff is.
Yeah, but their office
everybody's
actually,
working three, but not the same three.
But their office is never going to go away because it involves a retail store right there.
No,
I'm talking about other places where there's not actual retail stores right there. Those office buildings might just go away. Either
they could.
You're home or you're here.
Right? They could, yeah.
Yeah, they see a place where they can save some money.
They could save a lot of money.
Or everybody just sucks at home. I mean, not everybody's kicking ass at home at their job. I mean, we talked about it. I read the article, too, about the nap. Everybody's going to be bummed their nap's going away. Well, you ain't doing dick if you're napping. We know that. We nap every day. But really, as we nap, we wake us up damn early, you know.
When you're off the clock when you're napping.
Right.
It's not a part of your work day.
Right.
It's part of your day.
Unless you're Craig at a meeting.
Yeah, but if you're sitting in your living room at work, I still think a lot of people want to get the hell out of the house. We feel that way, and the whole pandemic, we've actually been coming to the studio. We all got tired of my house. I got tired of my house. I can't wait to get out. And we got to leave the house every day. We're talking to a lot of people that have never left the house. Their job is, I've seen, especially early on in the pandemic, I drive through my old neighborhood or even my new neighborhood. I'd see a guy on the porch, wherever his house was, on the phone, working.
Yeah, I don't want
and just
my,
like, kill me, kill me, I'm still home.
My know? House and my workplace to be the same thing.
No, no.
You actually got tired of two houses.
Yes.
You completely got rid of one, got a new one, and then got tired of that house.
That's a great point. We moved in August to a new house, and I got tired of being in the new house.
Yeah.
You know, I distinctly know two dudes that were always standing out front, like, I'm here, anybody out there? You know, they're on the phone, they're in a business meeting, you know? We haven't seen our sales staff in a year. I mean, they're out there working, I get it, but we haven't seen them on and off.
Yeah, they're happier.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
Yeah. It's been such a long time.
Yeah, I keep thinking about that, too, how long it's actually been.
Yeah, if they'd made us work from home, we probably would have had to pool our resources and buy another house. Just make that
just
the
so
studio.
We could love that house. I'm with you on that,
I would have been in for that.
Yeah.
Man, that place would have stank.
Oh, God. It would have been the party place, though.
Would have been more room for the orphan to wander around.
Yeah, true.
He would have liked it.
We made him clean up. Make him clean up.
He could have had his own room.
Yeah.
He would be real disappointed to find out he still didn't get a room.
I still love
it. Sorry, kid.
I still love it. Every time we talk about him, Nick looks over there.
I know. He does.
You are a method actor, man. You don't give up on that.
I'm waiting for his head to pop up.
You still think he's going to pop up. Oh, you thought we were joking, Nick. No, there's actually a dude. There's actually a kid in there.
I'm going to completely freak out when he's walking up slowly with an empty bowl.
Yeah. But on the other hand, if you have a job where you can live anywhere and still be it just because you're Zooming in or calling in, take advantage of that. I mean, the business is in this city, but you can live anywhere you want. Yeah, I would take advantage of that in a heartbeat.
I was just talking to a cousin. They're planning on taking an RV around the country. Like, they're gearing up for a trip in a couple years
because they
could work remotely. And they're like, we could just work from a national park in Alaska.
Every time they show remote workers, I don't know the details about what these people actually do, but there are people out there that can do that, right? On their computer every day, just doing business,
You better have a damn good Wi-Fi hotspot if you're going to be in that.
Yeah,
that's everything they're planning now.
Are they selling their place, their house?
No.
Yeah, okay.
that's what some of the places have run into, these fancy tropical places that are saying, since you're working remotely, you may as well work from here.
Wi-Fi slow because everybody's there using it?
No, in many cases, it's sporadic and tough to get at the Wi-Fi because of the infrastructure thing.
Yeah.
And so they're saying, yeah, come over here and live and then do remote, but the remote stuff doesn't work that well.
Yeah. You're calling it. Yeah, you're right.
So so it didn't really help.
I think that would make it even better. Sorry, Wi-Fi's out again.
Yeah, well.
Get back with you guys tomorrow.
Yeah, okay, but we're going to need you to participate or not.
As long as that next gen chick shows up with her nice cans. God, she's hot. What's her name, Todd?
I don't know.
Isn't she a model, you said?
She's just a commercial actress. I think she's done some other acting jobs, too.
Yeah, I'll hook up your internet.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's fast enough. If we wanted to go into the middle of the mountains.
I don't. You do.
And broadcast, I don't think that internet is fast enough.
No, you'd have to live someplace.
Yeah, I'd have to be close to
a town.
Right, civilization, right. A city.
Well, yeah, I think people want to get back. Now, some places aren't going to come back. But, I mean, I know in this city I've seen two or three huge office buildings going up right now. I mean, they're going up right now. So somebody's going to be working somewhere.
It's horrible timing.
Yep. It is a little bit, but you think they would have said, hey, we could slow down, but they're building these things.
Yeah, I think at the very least, some of these places are going to have less office space.
Yeah, well, we're moving to a new office, right?
Out of Elmo, Montana, TMZ says Bullhorn Weasel and his six-year-old son.
Hold it.
Bullhorn?
Nobody names your kid.
B-O-W.
Bullhorn? Weasel?
Bullhorn Weasel.
Weasel's is actually last name?
Yeah.
Or Horn Weasel.
Is he a professional wrestler?
I like the name. Nobody names your kid Bullhorn anymore, but that's a good one.
Or is Horn his middle name?
Would be the middle name.
Put that in a baby's moniker right away. Look how cute. What's his name? Bullhorn?
Right.
Bullhorn Weasel.
You don't hear a Princeton graduate, Bullhorn. You're not going to hear that. You're just making the kid dumb by calling him Bullhorn to begin with.
Sounds like there's been an infestation of Bullhorn Weasels in the area.
Here he is.
Or it could be more of an indigenous name.
Could be.
Oh, is he Indian?
All I know is he's from Montana.
Okay.
Could be.
Elmo, Montana.
Let's not make fun of it then. Let's not make fun of it. I thought it was just a redneck name. Bullhorn.
No.
Doesn't it sound like a redneck name?
Oh, yeah.
Name your Bullhorn.
Bo.
A kid who's going to be making moonshine by six.
No, Bo sounds more
redneck to me.
Native.
No, Bo sounds like redneck. Bo is redneck.
Oh, yeah,
name.
It's Bo with a W. I was just thinking B-O.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking B-O also.
Right, and if you add the W, it makes a whole lot more sense.
No, we're not making fun of the guy
the other
now.
Way.
Okay, yeah, you see.
You didn't tell us it had a W in there, so go ahead.
Now I have to spell every word for you.
Well, in this situation,
you think that maybe
everybody, all of us thought Bo was a redneck white guy, right?
Yeah, B-O.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep. I assumed it was
absolutely.
B-O,
yeah.
And that's on you.
No, on all of us.
On you.
All four of us. Not one of us disagreed with that. Yeah.
Craig, you're going to have to literally spell everything out.
Say American
Indian.
Yeah, it
would seem.
American Native Indian Bullhorn Weasel.
I don't know where he's from.
Then we wouldn't have made fun of
the
name, you know? Okay.
I don't know where he's from or what he does.
Well, he kills weasels, apparently.
No one suggests that.
Well, that's his name.
It's quite the name, regardless.
Yeah.
Bullhorn Weasel.
Nice American Indian name.
Of Elmo, Montana.
Cut out all of the stuff in post there, puss.
It's a lot of cutting.
I know it is.
See, I would like to broadcast from Elmo, Montana. Yeah. That's in a nice part of Montana.
Yeah.
Bullhorn Weasel of Elmo, Montana tells TMZ that he and his six-year-old son bought a bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos Puffs on Saturday at a local convenience store.
Yeah, they can be good.
The boy found
not
a
the
bullet.
Puffs, though.
Oh, I haven't had the puffs.
The boy found a bullet at the bottom of the bag.
Whoa.
Bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You win.
Or did he?
It's about time they started putting cool treats back and stuff.
That's a good point.
Right, because ammo's hard to find these days. So
this was a spent bullet.
That's a big
one. Oh, okay.
Right. Somebody shot the bag of Cheetos.
That was it.
Well, there was no hole in it to suggest that.
Somebody fired the shot in, like, the plant?
Cheetos
plant?
Bullhorn Weasel said he reached out to Frito-Lay on Facebook and also sent him an email
said a company rep reached out to them and said that they are taking the matter seriously and sending him a kit for some sort of testing. He says he's not looking for compensation. He just wants Frito-Lay to make sure this does not happen again.
Elmo, Montana lies in the Flathead Indian Reservation.
I would take the compensation. I mean,
I don't know that
they're offering. I was just about to say a bullet's not going to kill you, but of course it is. that's what they do. It wasn't like they found a rat tail in there.
Well, at least they could ship him over a few cases of Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Yeah, damn right.
He doesn't want that.
Well, but I mean, that's not $50,000 or something. Here, well, thanks for putting our attention to this. Here's some Cheetos.
No, I'm taking money. I want money.
No, I think he just wants to know why there was a bullet in his Cheetos.
Right.
Do you think they think it's a joke when he signs the letter Bohorn Weasel?
Yes, I would.
No, they're probably
not with a W. Not with a W, yeah. Because Jay Medicine used to bring in newspapers from South Dakota and places like that for us, and they had all these really interesting—I'll call them—American Indian names, and they were just, you know, they were just basically what you think they are, you know.
Yeah, I mean, for the people around Elmo, it doesn't
with the
mean
word
anything,
W, yeah.
But headquarters at Cheetos, they might be. But
don't you like running buffalo over weasel, though? You know, there's a bunch. There's a lot of cool Indian names.
Right, but I don't.
I'd rather be called Jay Medicine Hat. Was a great Indian name that Jay would use.
Yeah, Weasel isn't a regal.
Weasel, yeah,
letter.
Jay Weasel wouldn't have worked.
Yeah, but Jay Medicine Hat gave himself that name when he was about 25.
He did, but he still used an American Indian name, and
Bohorn
Weasel. Medicine Hat is a name.
Bullhorn Weasel didn't have that choice, I'm guessing. Right. He's probably been Bullhorn Weasel his entire life.
But don't you think the Weasel family changes their name eventually? Like, you know, there's a lot of white families and black, and they
they're
come to
probably
the,
proud of it.
Yeah, of the Weasel name?
Yes, absolutely.
I don't think they all necessarily have the same surname. I may be wrong.
Even it's like Bullhorn and Cindy Weasel?
No, I don't think that they might not be. It could be related, but they're not both weasels.
What if he marries a white chick and her name's Cindy and she's Cindy Weasel?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
This kid lucked out either way.
Yeah.
Bullet in the bag of Cheetos.
Damn right. Bullet's not going to kill you. And he went, oh, hold
on. Wait a minute.
It will, yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.